Listening Library presents The Doll People by Anne M. Martin and Laura Godwin. Read for you by Lynn Redgrave. Prologue. It had been 45 years since Annabelle Doll had last seen Auntie Sarah. And 45 years is a very long time, especially for an 8-year-old girl. The dollhouse where Annabelle lived with her family hadn't changed much over these years. True, tiny things had been added or had been broken or lost. A rug that had lain on the floor under the dollhouse had been taken away and never replaced. Panes of glass had fallen out of some of the windows in the dollhouse, and the wallpaper in the kitchen had been painted over, but those were small changes. The dolls themselves had remained much the same as well. Their china skin was a bit greyer, and their clothes were a bit more frayed, but otherwise they looked almost the same as they had the day Auntie Sarah was lost. In fact, the dolls looked very much the same as they had the day they first arrived at 26 Weatherby Lane. However, they had once been a family of eight, if you included, as the dolls did, the children's nanny as a member of the family, and now they were a family of seven. Outside the dollhouse, in Kate's room and beyond, everything changed. Little girls grew up and had little girls of their own. People left the house and went to work or on vacations. History was made. Things happened. But inside the dollhouse, not much happened.